Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
This is your host, Dee Wells, with Why Not You, and I'm glad you're here with me today. We did this episode a little differently, y'all. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. I reference 1 Corinthians 12. We're just going to be highlighting four verses, and I broke it into four different segments, but I connected all the segments together. So when you hear the gaps, you'll know why. Anyways, gifts are significant. We all have them. Let's dive into this. Share this episode. Share the channel with your friends. Subscribe. Let's go. This is your host, Dee Wells. Rocking Why Not You, y'all. Listen, I was reading 1 Corinthians 12 on spiritual gifts, and as I'm reading, I got into this zone where I just started writing, and I was like, man, this is good, only because one is it reassures you that there's significance for you, is there's significance in your life. Everybody has something to offer. But unfortunately, you know, not everybody will tap into it. And so as I was reading, I was like, wow, starting off at in verse 4, it just really hit me as that it says, now there are varieties of gifts, but from the same Spirit. And the way the word varieties was used in its context was how a gift is actually spread or distributes. And I was like, man, people just need to get out there and start sharing their gifts. They need to get out there and don't even worry about what other people think. Just make it happen. But of course, you have to hone that skill, right? For example, you have the doctors. They go out there, they're healing people. They're educating people also. And then you have the teachers who are actually doing the educating. They have that gift of just breaking down complex things and simplifying it so you can actually grab the concepts. And then you have, of course, the gift of coaching. And I like coaching. And so, man, let's just talk about coaching for a sec. Because we all say sports coaches, they have, man, when you think about a sports coach, they have that ability to connect, and they're not only connecting, but they're also teaching, they're educating, they're getting into people's lives where they actually become a mentor. And really the only way to do this successfully, when you think about it, as a coach, is by investing in that person, investing in your team to connect and actually form that bond. And what ends up happening is now that person that you're actually coaching begins to trust you. Not only do they recognize you as a coach, but they just recognize you as a person who's actually developing them to master and work on their skill. And you're teaching them about routines and systems that could actually benefit them, not short term, but long term, because now it becomes a lifestyle. And so each person, they possess a gift. You know, it might be different than yours. Some are similar, whatever, but at the same time, you know, that gifts comes from the spirit of God. And God has given each of us a gift for a specific purpose. And the unfortunate thing is some will just never be able to tap into that gift and utilize it. They have been empowered to do something amazing, but for whatever reason, they're just neglecting to move out and trust and have faith in themselves because of fear, possibly, or just having that broken type of mindset. And so they're not getting out of that place of, I don't know if it's like a some kind of like bitterness or resentfulness because of the past, or they just may think that they're inadequate. There's multiple things that, you know, that could actually happen. So the confidence and their faith is just shot. So they don't even take the time to invest in themselves. And so that's what's really needed, right? That time and energy to actually discover what's on the inside that's waiting to come out. And so it's wanting to come out, but because they don't take the effort to move and take action, it just stays within them. And what ends up happening is that regret is just going to kill somebody. It's going to kill that person because they know that they could have taken some action, but they just chose not to because of fear. And that's sad when you think about it, because whatever it is on the inside was placed on their heart to do. And so if there's something like that that's going on with you, you have something that needs to be unleashed, hey, stop concealing it. Take that cover off and check in with people. Check in with the people who know you and care about you, and share with them. And I guarantee once you actually become that transparent person and you start to share, man, you're not going to be worrying about what anybody else says. They're going to provide you some direction, and all of a sudden it's just going to ignite you. It's going to act that fire, and it's going to make you move. So what can hold you back from operating? What can hold you back from operating to explore your gifts? Who can you share your gifts with and hold you accountable? All right, y'all, let's go. Why not you? Why not you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, your host, D. Wells, Why Not You? I'm back, y'all. Back, y'all. I said it earlier, I was reading Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, and we're about to get back into it because, hey, there's just a lot to uncover. And I'm not even going deep into it, but I'm just kind of skimming the surface, but giving some practical applications and some thoughts based off the context that I read. So now we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. Still talking about the gifts. And it says, There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And when we think about, this is a crazy thing. When we used to think about all the companies that are out there, because he's talking about services, a variety of services, ways that you can actually share your gifts. Man, there are a ton of companies and businesses that exist. Millions and millions of businesses. And for whatever reason, when you just think about businesses, people already think, or some people, the ambitious ones, they're like, hey, business idea that I have in my brain, it's no brainer. I'm about to make this work. They juice. Then you have the ones who are just like real apprehensive. They overthinking. They're waiting for that perfect time. There's no perfect time. Or they're afraid to make mistakes. How many businesses that you or entrepreneurs that you actually hear and read about who talk about, hey, we just learn how to make mistakes quicker because we already know it's inevitable. So you're going to make the mistakes. You just need to carry out the action. So as I was like reflecting on this particular verse, I was like, okay, there's a lot of services. There's a lot of businesses. People kind of, they're afraid of that. But check out these numbers. Just according to the yearly startups in the United States. During this research, I just came across these numbers. It said, according to the Commerce Institute, which is a company that does research on small businesses, there were 4.3 million startups in 2020, 5.3 mil in 2021, and 5 mil in 2022.
That is a lot of people
who had ideas, moved on it. And I'm sure like some of them probably had some anxiety, just kind of like wondering and like, well, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder if this is going to fail. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, just a little self-doubt in there. But the thing is, they tried. They tried. They didn't allow outside circumstances to dictate what they were going to do. And so there are multiple ways that someone can actually use their gifts, whether it's through music, entertainment, singing and acting, right? And being that honest mechanic who has that gift of just fixing and repairing. Who doesn't need an honest mechanic nowadays, right? And so speaking of mechanic, there was this one mechanic that we used to go to. His shop, I mean, you just think about, all right, taking your vehicle to an actual car dealership and having them work on it. And my man, Al, I would actually take my car to the dealership. They would tell me what was going on and what the cost would be. I'd take it to Al. And why do I pay half, maybe more than half? Sometimes it's just a simple fix. And he'll just take care of it. And of course you would pay him, but at the same time, hey, these places, they'll rip you off in a heartbeat. But you put forth some effort in whatever it is that you're doing, and I guarantee you're going to experience some gratitude that comes with it, because you're operating in a place that you know you should be, and it's fulfilling to you. And so if it's something that you like, as you know, you just kind of go about life and you're still kind of searching, you're in that phase where you're just looking, searching, and you're trying different things, you're experimenting. If it's something you like, or if it's something that you don't like, don't trip. Don't trip if you don't like it, because more likely you might have thought something was going to be great. You try it, then all of a sudden it's different, and it just doesn't. It doesn't have that. It doesn't give you that feel good feeling or peace. And that's what you're really looking for, that peace, just knowing that, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm operating in my space. So you just have to move on. And the thing is, when you move on, you know, spend some time, you know, praying, meditating, do whatever, but just don't waste a whole lot of time, because it's the only life you got. And so the sooner you can actually start working and moving through it, things are going to start opening up for you. And I'm like, if God can use anyone, you know, at any given moment, he has that ability just to kind of stir up on the inside and initiate movement. And it's real. And what you do is definitely going to benefit others. It will be service oriented. I don't think anybody could do something that's not service oriented and have some kind of fulfillment or have some kind of peace. Just like, you know, the mechanic shop is for others. I mean, this person is serving other people's with the service, and they're recommending people. Next thing you know, now he's or this or she has this mechanic shop, starts blowing up. Now they got, it's time to open up another. I mean, it's just never know. You just never know how things are going to work, but you're going to be providing some type of service. And so the thing is, just make sure that it's in your sphere of giftedness. Otherwise, you'll be operating from selfish ambition and you won't find any contentment whatsoever. You know? So how can you identify? This is a question. How can you identify something that you would like to do and take action doing it? How can you identify something you would like to do and take action doing it? Let's go. Why not you? All right, people. Can't become the person that you need to be if you remain where you are. Why not you? Let's go. This is your host, D. Wells, and we are still rocking it with gifts. We are still rocking it with gifts. I share with the people that I was reading 1 Corinthians 12 on spiritual gifts, and I was like, wow, wow, wow. Sometimes we could just read through stuff so fast and we just miss it, right? And when you actually take that time just to reflect and start writing, that's when things start to reveal themselves. And I was like, wow, what can I give the listeners something, or just those people who I just want to share with? What can I give them to just give them some hope, some inspiration, letting them know that they are worth every part of their being, and that there's so much more inside of them that they don't even realize, but they're going to find out soon.
And so as we continue on,
I was reading. So this particular verse is 6 from chapter 12. And it goes, and there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them and everyone. Wow, that's good. Because no matter what you think you may have, really, it's not gonna. I mean, you could think that it comes from you all you want, but it comes from somebody else. It comes from somebody greater than you, the one who actually created you and made you. It's called a gift for a reason, right? Because you just don't get anything from somebody, and it's not called a gift. I mean, it was a gift is part of giving. And when you give, of course you want them to take care of it. You want them to be excited. You want them to appreciate what you've given them, right? But what we have, well, it comes from God, and it's called a gift for a reason. Because it was given to you and I. It was placed inside of us, and it will be activated at the right time. You know, it has to be at the right time, because you just think about it's almost like giving a kid or someone money. Money's a real sensitive issue. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's like you give somebody money, or a lot of money, who doesn't have any financial skills or money management skills to actually budget. And so you give somebody like that, you give them $1 million today, it's probably gone tomorrow, right? Because first thing they're going to try to do is go somewhere and floss, try to buy all the latest bling or whatever. Or, oh, I got to get my hair did. I got to get my eyelashes done, whatever. I'm just talking, but at the same time, that's how people think. They don't be thinking about the long term. They're thinking, even though I got this, let me just spend it, or let me do with whatever I want with it, because I really didn't earn it. But when you start earning stuff, or you understand the value of what it is that you have, hey, you're going to hold on to it. You're going to hold on to it. You're not going to be like the person who just splurged all the money. And I know you could talk about some of the athletes, right, and who've earned millions of dollars and how they lost it. And if they were really ready mentally, but really it just kind of comes from training, right? So you just think about, if we take care of some of the small things that we have, how we'll get blessed with more because we manage what we have, we take care of it. And it's almost like, okay, you try to take care of, I don't know, it's almost like you try to take care of the your associates or your clique, your crew, instead of thinking long term. You're living for the now, but you know, that's just life, right? And so you learn from experience, and it's I like what Dr. John Maxwell says, it's the evaluated experience that actually teaches us. And so it's always the person who is responsible. Once your gift is activated, you start to take things seriously. When you actually recognize, okay, God gave me this gift. He's activated, so now I'm about to spend some more time just focusing on what it is I need to do, whether it's through meditation, prayer, being able to discern how your gift is actually going to be implemented. And so now that you know, we're going to use a story that we used in a prior episode. Now that you know you're about to be a mechanic, this is a time where you start focusing on growth and development. And now you're starting to master what it is that's been given to you so it's not wasted. So don't be in a place where you're trying to provide a service and you don't have the means to carry it out.
That's a cold game. You're not even ready.
You're not even who you thought you are or were, but you're trying to be something else. And, you know, just because you're talented does not mean it would carry you to the end. You have to work and you have to develop that talent to master it. You have to prepare and grind. You have to get those reps in so it becomes a part of you. And another thing you have to do is just assess your own ability. So when the time comes, now you could function under pressure. And if you can't, just, you know, identify, try to find somebody that you could connect with that knows you and identify the things that you need to so you can perform under pressure. It's just part of the phase. It's part of implementing that gift. Planning and being prepared. It stores up before it shows up. Yes. So what are you going to do today? This is a question. What are you going to do today that is different or was different from yesterday in order to compound your efforts? What are you going to do today that was different from yesterday in order to compound your efforts? Let's go, y'all. Why not you? Why not you? This is your host, D. Wells, coming to you live from the Why Not You Studios. And we continue this episode on gifts. This is the wrap-up session. Wrap-up session from 1 Corinthians 12. I just went through first 4 through 7. This is first 7 right here. This has been just a tremendous, man, tremendous experience, time just reflecting and writing and reading. Everybody should do it. Just take the time to read. I mean, you're so busy, but when you just kind of sit still, be quiet and listen, there's so much you can actually learn, just not only about God, but yourself. Yeah. Yeah, actually, absolutely. And so let's get it kicked off. Verse 7. This verse here is about, key word basically is manifestation and common good. In other verses, common good is switched with beneficial or benefit. But basically it's saying to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Silly. Your gift is not for you.
Your gift is not for you, no matter what you think.
But I understand. I get it. I know that there's just some people out there who just, they are selfish people who are out there. And they just think they are the one. They don't need anybody else until that time comes, right? When the lights are out and the fans are gone. I'm just using a basketball analogy or just a sports analogy in general. When somebody retires and now you don't have like this fanfare you don't even have to be in retirement mode. You just, the production is over and now you get to go home and the lights are out, but it's that fanfare that actually gives you that adrenaline. Yeah. And some people, it's not like it's because the show is over or is ended, but maybe they just left because the attitude was bad, right? The attitude was bad and the heart doesn't reflect the image they project. The attitude and the person's heart doesn't reflect the image that they project. And so they end up losing. And that's a sad day, because there are some people who they have gifts and they're pretty successful, but it's like all about them, where they think, oh, I did this on my own type of thing. They've already lost. They already lost. And it says each person is given the manifestation public. So now that gift is out there. And so what God has put inside you and me is coming out now, and people will actually begin to see. They'll see you a little different, because now you're doing things that doesn't coincide with the old you. They see this new person that's starting to shine and gleam, and just because you left the old, basically. It's all about like just starting new, and now you're just operating in another space on a whole nother level. And it's this thing that old you or whatever it was, that's what people were used to seeing. But now you're on a mission, and you are growing, and you are taking care of yourself, talking a new talk, moving with urgency. Your environment is a little different. Your vision is clear. And you know you have a calling. You know you have a purpose. And so you aren't doing things where you're just wasting a whole lot of time. You just bow, bow, bow. You're just knocking it out. And so your purpose is connected to those who will benefit from what you do. You just think about, we could use the mechanic again, right? The story of the mechanic. His purpose is associated with serving people, fixing and repairing their cars, being honest about what it is that they need to do. And he's not charging some monstrous fees and lying, right? He just, hey, you need your brakes done. That's it. We have some people, oh, you need your brakes, you need these discs, you need, oh, this, the brake line and all this other kind. I don't even know all the terminology, but they just being straight shooters. And so those type of people are the good ones, right? So you're not even, but this is crazy thing, you're not even aware of the power that you actually possess or what's inside you until you actually start operating in that purpose. There's no time for complacency. There's no time to be like the person whose heart and attitude was stinky. Just think about all the people you know, watch, listen to, or have read about what they do because they love doing it, and they inspire others to go after that same love and joy. Once your gift is exposed and you're operating in your divine space, you better hold on, because you're about to experience a whole nother supernatural high. Even when challenges come, your focus and your vision will it's just going to supersede the distractions. So how do you believe you feel when you can say, I'm operating within my gift to live out my purpose? How do you believe you will feel when you can say, I'm operating in my gift to live out my purpose? Let's go. Why not you, y'all? Why not you? Why not you? King's Accountability Group. King's Accountability Group.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.